Let's get you three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, let's get you what's floating around the interwebs today. If you're afraid of clowns, there's a scientific reason why. I'll fill you in on that in just a second. I know a lot of people are afraid of clowns, so that should be interesting. But first, let's talk about Target, because Target is about to roll out drive-up returns, where at some Targets, you're going to be able to drive up. Somebody will come out and initiate your return right from your car, which I understand is actually going to be really helpful for anybody with a disability, or maybe you're running around with kids or pets in the car. But other than that, that defeats the whole purpose of going to Target. The whole point is to go inside and buy a bunch of stuff you don't need. So no one's taking the cash from the return. It's always store credit, because let's see what else I can find in Target. But it will be helpful for those groups I mentioned before. It's going to be rolled out to about 2,000 different Target stores across the country by the end of this summer. Now, if you're one of those people that's afraid of clowns, there might be a scientific reason why. You might not just be a big wuss. So some of the reasons that were studied said that there's hidden emotional signals, so meaning that their makeup makes it impossible to read, so you can't tell if they're like happy or angry or about to murder you. So that can be very scary. The negative portrayals in the media, like the movie It. Their behavior is unpredictable, which makes us nervous. Yeah, you ever be walking at a haunted house or even a circus, and you have like a clown next to you all of a sudden. You're like, ah, you're going to give me a balloon or snap my neck. I'm not sure what's going to happen. That's one of the reasons why. They don't look quite human, which is alarming. And sometimes the color of their makeup reminds us of death, disease, or blood, or simply somebody else's, like a family member or parents' fear of clowns has rubbed off of you. So there's science behind the reason you're afraid of clowns. Or you're just a wuss, I'm not sure. Finally, let's go to Tinder. If you are in the dating world, then you might want to grab your new dating dictionary. That's right, Tinder launches a dating dictionary because they say that people within the age groups of 18 to 25 year old feel they speak a very different language than older singles. So they have a dating dictionary that highlights phrases like cushioning and situationship and what those words mean to help the older generation understand the younger generation. However, I've been out of the dating game for a little bit now, so maybe I'm wrong, but if you don't know those words and you're trying to date somebody that does know those words, maybe look for someone closer to your age. That's all I'm saying. It may be a little creepy, okay? So you can see all that at US 99 Chicago.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
And don't forget, I have those Joe Nichols tickets for you coming at 4:30. Good luck.